within your objectives of not being around in 2011, should the people want us to?
You don't think this will destroy the party?
Oh, quite the contrary. I've been in politics a long time. This will make the party.
Is this government going to run the full course, or be a stable government?
I'm very confident it'll run the full course. There's no reason why it shouldn't. They've got the numbers now, but they couldn't have lasted, I believe, with the uncertainty of a 57-57 potential standoff. That is a recipe for paralysis. And we weren't going to stand by and do that, nor do I believe the country would have ever forgiven us for allowing that to happen.
Except you could have just given confidence and supply.
Well, I just said that.
I know, but you also... We are obviously very interested in the fact that you're accepting a ministerial position, which is something that you seem to be suggesting that you would not do.
Well, I've been asked to serve my country and represent the will of Parliament. And I'm pleased to do that.
Has there been any discussion or agreement on getting super to...
But you know, if I wanted a cabinet post, I would never have left it, with respect.
Has there been any discussion or agreement on getting super to 68%? Because that's a key part of the Sens card, isn't it?
Yeah, well, let me say this, you know, that at my first meeting with Grey Power, I'm going to point out to them that had they backed us in far greater numbers, they would have got what we fully promised. But we've got them a lot despite that.
So there's been some compromise on that area, so it goes to 66.
Well, I would have preferred that we went to 68 as at 1 April next year, but I haven't been able to achieve that, and my caucus colleagues understand that.
What about areas such as cheaper power, transport, those other aspects of the card?
Well, yes, they are built into it. That's what the Golden Age card represents.
How so? With respect to power, for example? I know you talked with the old age card when you talked about at the time that you launched it about decreasing the utility charges and that kind of thing. Have you made any gains on that kind of thing?
Well, with respect to rates, I believe we have, yes. But in others, we've got some work to do. But the thing is, you can add all those to the card as time goes by. But in a whole range of areas like medical treatment and rates. Yes, we have made significant progress.
But those are always, I mean, a lot of that's inherent in Labor's policies at the moment, the rates rebate and PHOs.
Well, if that's true, that'll come as extraordinary news to Grey Power.
So with these negotiated commercial discounts, is there going to be a government subsidy for some of those, or is it merely what the commercial sector is able to provide?
We believe there will be a government subsidy. That's why, if you read that particular statement, it sets out these words. Just let me find it for you. It says, develop a seniors card able to be used to identify the holder's eligibility for all public sector entitlements. And public sector entitlements, and alongside private or commercial entitlements, is what we'll be working on.
Yes, so what exactly, what new public sector entitlements are there going to be as a result of this?
Well, for a start, you're going to get 66% of the net average weekly wage.
But what about all those other rebates and stuff that we're going to be bundled into the Golden Age?
Yeah, well, the rates will be bundled into that as well, and others as well, like hospital and medical and doctor's charges.
And what about power prices?
Well, we didn't get everything.
With respect to the Green Party, the Prime Minister said that you were subjected to them being in cabinet or in government.
Well, the Prime Minister just repeated what I said on the 7th of September at our Rotorua speech.
What exactly have you got against the Green Party being in government?
Well, I think there's significant anxiety in this country about some of their social policy, and a significant concern in this country about much of the economic policy. All of which I made very clear. All of which I made very clear in the campaign.
But some of the social policy seems to be exactly the same as yours, like finding on May and
as Winston Churchill said, the trouble being on the side of right is you keep so much dubious company. That's no reason for them to be in government.
Could you, if you'd covered this earlier, then flag it, but just your knowledge of your anticipation of collective responsibility, which you've been talking to Helen Clark about, basically all the Labor ministers will have to back initiatives in your areas. Is that right? But you won't have to back initiatives in their areas?
New Zealand Affairs agrees to fully represent the government position and be bound by cabinet manual provisions in respect of any areas within the portfolio responsibility of the leader of New Zealand Affairs. That is a focused collective responsibility statement, It does not mean we're in coalition or backing the government's policy in other respects.
In relation to your foreign affairs portfolio, what agenda do you intend to pursue in foreign affairs?
Look, I'd like to sort of outline that at a later date rather than here. I mean, I'm dealing with the detail of the formation of this government, the fact that we're not in it, but nevertheless our policy advances that we have managed to negotiate.
Can I ask you a question that was famously asked to the President of the United States? Do you know the name of the Prime Minister of Pakistan?
With respect, I'm not here to listen to some innocent when it comes to foreign affairs who probably doesn't know what the capital
Do
of
you know
doesn't know what the capital of Inner Mongolia or Mongolia is. So I'm not here to have you jerk off trying to show me what you don't know about the world. Next question, please.
Are you intending on going to CHOGM or ASEAN or APEC or those meetings that
come up? I'd assume so, yes.
Last couple of questions.
Helen Clark said that you asked for the ministerial post. Is that correct?
No, that's not what she would have told you.
She did. She just wanted foreign affairs as well, in particular.
Well, that's true.
Why did you want foreign affairs?
Well, when a position was at issue, that's the one I thought I could do and do it cleanly outside of Cabinet and outside of a governmental collective responsibility arrangement, as I could with a focused area like racing, to do with racing tax policy in particular, and as I could with the Golden Age card, as by being Associate Senior Minister in charge exclusively of that.
So I can understand in the other two ones, but why in foreign affairs is that one that's easy to do outside of Cabinet?
Because I was aware of a German model and a German foreign minister who did that for 18 years outside of Cabinet and not part of any government. And if you could do it for the biggest economy in Europe, I think maybe an economy like ours could see some advantages in it.
So did you ask for Helen Clark that you wanted a ministerial post?
No, I didn't.
So did you ask for a ministerial post?
I asked for these posts when that was an issue.
So she came to you first and said, you can have a ministerial post.
No, I'm not going to tell you, I'm not going to tell you how it happened.
Well, she did. I'm
not telling you how it happened. All I'm telling you is what happened.
You just finished telling us that you were asked to take a ministerial
post. Yes, and I know how that happened. Now, with respect, I'm not about to divulge it to you. It's not of any great moment now.
Well, I mean, the Prime Minister just said something which directly contradicts what you just
No, she has not.
She did. She just told us.
Well, no, that's because you can't interpret...
When she wanted a positive...
You can't with respect, you can't interpret facts. I've just told you that it's a wider series of facts behind what you're trying to argue, and you are wrong.
Well, it's not getting off on a very good first step.
The Prime Minister will totally understand why I'm saying this and why I can say this. Now, with respect, you don't know, I do.
Yeah, but it would be helpful if we could find out.
Well, you know, again, I mean, do you know what the capital of some far-flung country is? That was your question.
Well, I might do. But
well, I highly doubt it.
There's a big difference, though, between you asking for a post and her offering one to you.
One last question.
That's the issue here.
You don't understand the circumstance in which this arose. But I do.
No, we don't. But we're
asking.
We're
the circumstances of each other.
Well, with respect, what is the point of that?
Well, because if you ask for a ministerial post, that flies in the face of what you said in Rotorua. She offered one. That's a different story, perhaps.
No. What I said at Rotorua was that in the first instance, a party that got the most seats should be allowed to form the government. What you reported all the way until this morning was a Mexican standoff.
But you also said you weren't seeking the baubles of office, and if you've asked for a...
And that is still the case.
But if you've asked for a ministerial post, how is that not seeking the baubles of office?
Because I think I can serve my country well in a role which I've seen carved out by a model set in Germany, which was an enormous advantage to that country, and I might say to widely disparate parties in the coalition, of which the member that I'm talking about wasn't part of. And I can see I can do things for racing, which the industry desperately needs, and which I believe you will hear over the next few days. And we can do things with respect to the gold card by being in that proximity to information.
So you asked
that question, I answered. Don't sit there asking the same stupid question when we know the circumstances, and I'm happy some future date to describe them to you so you might understand them. But there are bigger factors to this than you think.
Thank you.
Thank you.